Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for personal care. If you have or you suspect you might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of this radio show or their sponsors.
I know I'm wasting all my time.
Welcome to Body Talk Live with the body guru, Jeremy Gateman of Total Fit and Rehab, coming to you from Century City, California. I'm your host, Lori V. Join us each week and you're going to learn something new about your body, pain, and solutions with the one and only Jeremy Gateman. Yes, you are the body guru, Jeremy.
Oh, I love that.
That's totally cool. I think it's a good name for you. And, you know, we always talk about fun things. And I liked how when you worked on the outline this week for the show, the very first topic is sexual interaction and behaviors. And we've been bringing that up a lot because people who have some type of injury, they don't know what to do. And I'm guessing a lot of times probably the doctor doesn't even answer, the regular doctor doesn't even answer questions, you know, on that kind of topic. But you do.
True. Yes, I love the topic. I love to talk about it. As we talked before in a previous show, I get into so much trouble with my wife when it comes to this subject because I have a tendency of probably saying things and opening up my mouth at the wrong times. But you know what? You only live once, and
you got to help people.
You know, and this is a really... It's such an open topic, and that's why I wanted to start with it, even though we chatted about it in our previous show. And that is, you know, it's not necessarily those people that have ailments and injuries and body aches and pains. It's also dealing with the people that are daily workers that have loads of stress in their lives and don't know how to engage into some type of intimate relationship with a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a husband, a wife. And I've learned those tools. As you and I spoke before, I have taught this and in an earlier practice many years ago and came up with a packet to help people with that and to show them what are the best things to do, you know, after surgery and you want to be intimate with your partner. So lots of wonderful information we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, and I definitely want to talk about that because, you know, like you said, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to be injured to talk about sexual interaction and behaviors. But you think nowadays, you know, everybody works 20 million hours. A lot of people have families. They come home. They work two jobs. By the time they get home, they're ready to just fall in bed, go to sleep, forget about dinner, forget about sex, and just pass out and then get up and do it again 5 days in a row. Right. And then what happens on the weekend? What do you want to do on the weekend? You want to sleep. That's all you want to do because you're pooped.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's a good one. I like it. Yeah, I always tell my wife that too. Man, I'm too pooped. No.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And for me in my personal life, to share with others, you know, I have open conversations. I'm the one in my relationship that is the most vocal and the person that expresses their thoughts and feelings because for me, how much I love my wife and all the things that surround her, I want to be intimate. And there's so many ways, you know, I think that there's a misunderstanding of what intimacy is. And, you know, there's many different layers of intimacy. And one of the great important things is to don't be afraid to expose yourself. And I think that sometimes that's a fear for people is that they're going to allow themselves to either enjoy something or they're going to express themselves in a way that's uncomfortable. The other thing is, you know, we're all imperfect. We're not perfect. We all make mistakes. We all have imperfections in our lives and in our bodies. And I think that that's something that we should also look at is we're not perfect. And not one person should look at that and say, oh my gosh, well, I'm not going to be with this person because of this imperfection that they've got.
Right, right. I get that, because there's usually one person in the partnership that is more vocal. I think, like you. You know, sometimes maybe neither may be vocal, and then you're really in trouble. But if you have one that can talk, but a lot of people can be embarrassed, even in a relationship, to talk about anything that has anything to do with sex.
Yeah, and it's interesting, you know, this is like the toughest thing for people to do, and I think the misconception of intimacy is just actual sex and intercourse, and it's not. And, it, you know, it's important, too, to allow others to discover what moves you, and that's such a good thing. It's like, you know, I share with my wife, you know, what moves me, and, you know, there is a difference between men and women, and I'm pretty sure that you do this in your relationship, is, you know, to share what's important to you just in a day. Not just necessarily during that period of being with your partner. The other thing that's interesting, too, is what are some wild and wonderful dreams do we hold inside our hearts and inside ourselves? And I think that that's something that not necessarily needs to be sexual, but it can be any dream that you hold inside yourself that can help you express yourself in an intimate way and express yourself in a different type of behavior.
All right, so on that note, give me an example of that.
Okay, so an example of what's something you may hold inside you as a dream, right? So it may be sort of a fantasy of something that you want to do with your partner. It may just be sort of maybe acting out something as you want to act out. You know, people have ambitions to, you know, go to a naked beach or, you know, be an actor or an actor. It doesn't necessarily need to be a sexual thing. It can be non-sexual that they're holding in. Like for me, for example, and you and I have spoken about this. And, you know, I thank our friend Jack for being such a supportive person for me, because, you know, a little over a year ago, I was scared and intimidated about doing this radio, and he stuck with me and he said, express yourself. What are you afraid of? And I said it.
Right.
And here you and I are together, and I love it. And it's so exciting,
and too.
I'm doing it. And, you know, you and I are going to take this show to different levels, but I've gotten myself to do it. And that was a dream for me. That was a wonderful dream that I held into my heart, for an example.
Right. So sometimes when you're thinking about doing something, you know, and I know like a lot of times people aren't happy with their jobs.
Yeah.
There is something else you can do. And years ago, you know, I worked full time in one kind of capacity. But then my love of music, you know, I ended up just teaching piano part time, and eventually it became a full time because what did I really love? But I developed that over time. So, you know, people have to sort of say, if they are dreaming like that, it's their mind kind of telling them, maybe there's something different for me out there, and don't be so afraid to take the leap, because if you don't try it, you'll never know, you'll regret the fact that you never tried.
Exactly, exactly. And I think that was one of the most important things for me, is I didn't want to regret turning this wonderful opportunity down. And for me, it was such a great venue to be able to express myself, right? So I think people also want to find other venues of being able to express themselves in other ways. So when it does come to being with your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, and girlfriend, you're able to think clearer and to be able to express yourself in an intimate way. And it's so interesting. You know, little do people know that even the smallest of acts of love and affection can turn a relationship around, can turn a person around. And I noticed this, you know, I'll use personal things for me in my relationship. My wife's been super stressed over the last 6 months because we lost our nanny, who was working with us for a very long time, and she was absolutely amazing. And here we are going through interview after interview after interview, and these girls just aren't working out. And I can see that she's just stressed, and it affects our relationship. So I have to then turn around, which I'm happy to do, and figure out, well, gosh, how am I going to be able to sort of unlock this barrier? Because it's so important that we stay connected.
That's it. Now, I'm kind of interrupting you in the middle here because we are going to go to a break. I want to continue on, though, on this topic. So if you're listening to the show, by the way, and you want to call in to Jeremy Gateman and talk to the body guru here, you can call 888-627-6008. Let's take a quick break, Jeremy, and then I want to talk more about that.
Got it.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Welcome back to Body Talk Live. I am with the body guru, Jeremy Gateman, and we've been talking about sex and intimacy and behaviors and boundaries.
Yeah.
So go with the boundaries part.
Boundaries. Interesting. Excuse me. It's it's interesting, you know, when you talk about boundaries of a person's space. And everybody has them. Everybody has their comfort levels. Everybody has things that they like and what they don't like. And I think that that comes into play when you talk about the smallest of things can change a relationship. Well, the smallest of things also can open up your spouse's or partner's boundaries and barriers. And that's important,
right.
You know, what was that?
I think the little things. It's you know, people seem to aim straight for the sex part, but it's really, if you think about it, it's the foreplay part. And I'm not talking sexual foreplay. It's like you say, like holding hands or you know, doing something fun together. And
totally.
I think you almost. I'm lucky like you. I have the perfect partner, and it's almost like we're Velcro. We're like one, and we just divide in half when we're apart, but then we come back together.
Right.
And I think for me, anyway, someone who I feel like I'm appreciated, I think that would be the biggest thing, is I feel appreciated. And a lot of times in relationships, I don't think people feel appreciated, you know, in the couple.
They don't.
That's because everybody's working and they're exhausted, like we said earlier. Then you come home and you look at each other and go, I just want to go to bed and go to sleep.
Yeah. Listen, I get it. I hear it, you know. Everything that is said inside my office, everything that is said in a session when I'm with someone is completely confidential. But it's very interesting, you know, if you were a fly on the wall hearing some of these things, and it's so true. And I think for me, you know, I'm the crazy, goofy guy, and I love it. And you got to think outside the box with your partner, and you got to ask questions. I think that's so super important. And listen, we're all busy. You know, now that I'm doing this radio show, my time is so limited with my family and my personal time, but I love it. And I'm finding the time to do all this stuff. And I think, you know, the other thing that's so super important is there's four things to do. And again, in any type of relationship this can be in, it doesn't really matter. Encourage each other. It doesn't matter what time of day, you know, this could be nighttime when most people seem to spend time with each other. That's such a bonus, is to encourage each other and laugh. You know, my wife and I, we laugh all the time, and it's so super important, again, minus the intimacy portion, that when we're together, you know, we're crazy, we run around our house with our son, and we laugh. And it's awesome, you know. If our neighbors saw inside our house, they'd probably think we're a bunch of nut jobs, but it's the best.
No, I relate to that, except in my case, instead of a son, we ran around the house with a 162-pound Great Dane, and people would think we were crazy. So.
But that's cool, too. That's cool, too. And, you know, you got to talk openly. And one of the toughest things, and I am guilty of this, too, is forgive and be forgiven, right? So we all make mistakes. Right. We're not perfect. You guys, it's so important because of the things that I see and that I hear and the questions that I'm asked, really on a weekly basis. You know, there's more working professionals these days that work long hours, and someone's going to suffer in the relationship. It's going to be either the husband or the wife, or the wife or the husband, or whatever the relationship may be. Someone's going to suffer, and the easiest ways to really engage the person that you're with is in a non-threatening, non-sexual way. In fact, many years ago, I told my client, her husband was working tons of hours, huge, huge, huge executive, and I can see that she was missing the male connection with her husband. And I said, you know, you want to do something that's completely non-threatening. You don't want to put him on the defense because he's already uncomfortable and he's not going to express himself. But I said, you know, why don't you hold his hand, or why don't you take your hand and just put it over his heart and say, you want to use I statement, I miss you.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked. She did it. And, you know, not that, you know, he opened himself up like a flower, you know, after the sun comes out and, you know, but he was able to at least accept what she was doing. And that's step one right there.
Yeah, the little things. Now, let me just ask you, when you...
You're talking.
Yeah, when you have, you know, a client come in that maybe is in a situation where whatever the injury is going to affect their sex life, are you the one who actually opens up the conversation first, or do you wait for them to come back and say, you know, I'm not sure what I can do? Because I don't know if a lot of people, they'd be embarrassed to say that.
Interesting question. And I would say that it goes in a couple of different directions. Number one, you know, as we spoke, how I start my sessions, you know, with asking specific questions and looking from head to toe. So I'm going to know what's going on. And I'm the one that loves to ask questions. So I want to get to know the person that I'm with. So I want to know, you know, are you married? Do you have a boyfriend? Do you have a girlfriend? What's the relationship that you have in your personal life? And usually the topic comes up, and I'm, you know, feeling it out. I want to make sure that everybody's comfortable. So, yeah, it goes both ways. I'll mention it and say, listen, you know, this is purely suggestive that, you know, if you want to engage in an intimate relationship with your partner, I have some suggestions. Here's a packet that I created. Take it home. If you have questions, you know, please let me know. This is, you know, listen, everybody is engaging in sexual interactions and behaviors. So if there's challenges, ask questions. If somebody may have some information that they can help you with, ask questions. So yeah, it really goes both ways. But I love to engage the conversation. Most people are extremely open to it and thank me for sort of opening up that door and that window.
Right, because they're probably embarrassed. They don't know how to say that to somebody, but you're a very warm person, so and very personal. So I think they probably feel comfortable with you in order to be able to just come out and you know and talk about that topic.
They do. People change in this room, in this facility where I'm at. People change. People become completely different because I change the realm and the energy. And so they feel more comfortable and they can express themselves.
Right.
And you get to really see who these people are. It's awesome. It's wonderful.
You know, some of the things you had even listed for me, holding hands was an important one, holding hands. You know, that's like acknowledging the other person that you want to be, you know, bound to them, basically. Or just touching, you know, the arm, the leg, shoulder, feet, and head. Kissing.
Absolutely.
Kissing
these
is
are,
a, yeah.
These are non... threatening sexual areas. You know, for example, you know, one of my wife's favorite things, she loves to have her foot rubbed, right? So, I'm telling you, she loves it. She, you know, and sometimes late at night, I'm exhausted at 9:30, 10 o'clock. She's like, oh, will you do me and rub my feet, please? And I'm like, are you kidding me? Come on, woman. It's 10 o'clock at night.
Your wife and I are twins because, you know, my other half is a chiropractor. He comes home all day doing physical work, and we lie, you know, I don't watch much TV. I'll lie down on the couch, and I automatically put my feet in his lap. We don't even have to speak, you know, because that's my favorite thing. It's like, my feet.
Many years ago, before I think we were actually dating and the first parts of our marriage, we would actually do that for each other. I would lay at one side, she would lay at the other. Man, and it was such an amazing thing at the end of the day. It's a great connection, non-sexual. And for me too, you know, I'm a huge bugger for holding hands. I love to hold hands. So like, you know, in the car, if my wife's hand isn't like available, I'll go grab it or, you know, give her a little nudge and say, you know, let's hold hands.
Right, right. Yeah, it makes the person feel more loved.
Absolutely. And, you know, the other thing that you and I spoke about and talking about today's show is kissing, right? People,
right.
Man, that's so important. It can be a kiss on the cheek, doesn't have to be a kiss on the lips. I remember this was probably going about 5 or 6 years ago. I was really lucky to meet one of my clients who was in the restaurant business, and he was really very much into different types of behaviors and just zen and relaxed. And he would say, listen, here's how I start my day, and this is how I finish my day, is with 7 hugs. So you think it's funny, but it's amazing. I go almost every day and try to accomplish 7 hugs a day. Every single one of my clients that I know that will accept a hug every day, they get a hug.
That's awesome. And you know what's interesting you talk about? Yeah, you talk about hugging is you'll notice some people are huggers and some are not. They freeze up. You know, but I'm a hugger also. And you can sense a lot from the person that you're hugging. You know, whether they're welcoming and warm, you know, you're my friend, I'm going to hug you. Or even my girlfriends, everybody, we all hug at this, you know, my age, everybody hugs and says, I love you. Because, you know, once you get past your 50s, you're lucky you want to be alive. You appreciate things a little bit more, I think. So I think that's really important, too. Let's do another quick break. Because when we come back, I have some other topics I want to talk to you on, too. And we're going to have a guest caller, too. So
stay with
us.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial. No sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you were referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Body Talk Live with the body guru, Jeremy Gavin. And we do have a guest caller. If you'd like to be a live caller, you can call in at 888-627-6008. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Jeremy?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your day to be on the show with us. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, and thanks for having me.
Oh, my God, it's great. Yes, and we're not talking today, as we did before, about your dog's problems. We're going to get to that another show, I promise.
Not a problem. We'll save the animal wellness for another day.
Absolutely. So I wanted to chat with you. You know, you and I have, I've been gifted to know you now, I guess, what, about three and a half years now?
Yes, that sounds about correct.
Yeah, and I want to chat with you a little bit about you. You know, you came to me with some things that were going on, but I kind of want you to chat a little bit about some of your past history a little bit, you know, sort of what brought you in and things that you've done in the past that brought you into with me.
Yeah, absolutely. Sounds great. So I was initially referred to Jeremy through one of my primary healthcare practitioners. I have had some sports-related injuries in the past many, many years ago and still maintain a very active lifestyle. And as a result of some of these past injuries, I found that over time, a lot of connective tissue is tightened up and just a lot of things that are not operating 100% as they should.
Yeah,
so that's
and you're
what
a big hockey guy. You're a big hockey guy back in the day when you lived in Canada, right?
Yeah, a little bit of that and skiing and a lot of just traditional type weight training and aerobic activity and just, you know, pretty much like anybody else that wants to stay in shape and maintain an active, healthy lifestyle, obviously injuries come along with that territory.
Right, right, exactly. So let's talk to me a little bit about, you know, what were some of your goals? What were some of the things that were important to you as before, you know, before coming to see me, some of the things that you wanted to accomplish so that the activities that you were engaging in were easier for you to do, less painful, more enjoyable?
Yeah, mostly the primary goals were to loosen up a lot of residual tightness with connective tissue and also any lingering muscle patterns that just weren't optimized of how they used to be. I mean, obviously, over time, your body adapts differently when you're recovering from injuries. And if it's not, healed up properly, things start to work in different ways. And although your body learns to adapt, you're still not at optimal.
Yeah, there's no compromises. Sure.
Exactly. And I found in my personal experience that as I get a little bit older, I'm getting closer to 50 now, but I still you know, exercise quite frequently and quite rigorously, everything from high-intensity workouts to weight training to cardio. And, you know, quite honestly, as you get older, your body's got to keep up and you have to protect yourself from, you know, from future problems. So,
Jeremy... I'm noticing that.
Yes, and, you know, Jeremy in his practice is a big step in that direction of maintaining or allowing me, through my experience, to continue to maintain a healthy lifestyle and protect myself from future injuries.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's great. tell me also, you know, with the activities that you do, you know, you and I have talked about specific things to do. You know, I'm a huge, I guess you could say, activist in regards to giving people things to do, but not overloading them to where it becomes too complicated to where they're not going to do them. And I know that you are big on, you know, doing your stuff at home and really trying to maintain things that you do, things that we do on your own.
Yes, it's really just a question of the desire to maintain that overall wellness and peak performance. You know, if you're curious about looking after yourself and being able to, you know, continue on a healthy lifestyle and an active path, it's just part of the requirement because, you know, as you know, if future injury sets in, you know, that'll keep you away from your activity and, you know, get you out of shape pretty quickly.
Right. I mean, that's one of my, you know, Lori, that's one of my concerns as you and I have spoken about, and Jeff, you and I have spoken about this too many times is, you know, just getting older. You know, I'm getting older and we're all sort of getting older. It's sort of a process we can't stop. But definitely as we get older, we notice that there's more aches and pains. There's more chances of injuries and sprains and strains. And it takes longer for our bodies to heal.
And it would be nice if someone would actually tell you that stuff when you're younger so you know what to expect when you're older rather than just get hit with it.
Right, exactly. And, you know, I think that that also is, and Jeff, you let me know how you feel about this. I think that that's sometimes a fear in people's minds is, you know, well, gosh, I have this injury, it's going to go away, or, you know, how best to be proactive about my health, my body, my environment, so these things don't reoccur as much. How do you feel? What do you think about that?
Well, I think you really have to, first and foremost, listen to your body. I mean, you're the best judge of how you feel, but, you know, my practical experience has been that injuries don't often just go away on their own. And a lot of people think that by backing off of exercise completely till it heals is the way to go. But, you know, my experience has been the exact opposite, that, you know, the only way you're going to, you know, get through these injuries is just to maintain being active, although at a reduced intensity, and make sure you stretch and get your treatment and, you know, you don't fall too far off of your goals and you also heal up a lot quicker.
Yeah, and I know that you're huge on doing that. You know, you sort of have your little routine, you know, with coming in here and doing some other things, which is awesome and it's great. And I think that that's really important for people to realize is you got to have a routine. But the other thing that I know that you're really big on, and we've had this conversation a lot of times, is if your body's out of balance, if the mechanics of the body is out of alignment in some aspect, and that doesn't necessarily mean that it's a bad thing. It just means that, you know, if you're noticing that your body's reoccurring injury is still there or other things are going on, get it checked out. Because it makes all the difference in the world. And as we've spoken, Laura, on previous shows, is that's how I work. I look from head to toe to make sure that things are working properly. So when that person goes out and does their physical activity, the percentages are largely less on them re-injuring themselves.
Yes, and that's one of the benefits in working with you, Jeremy, is that, you know, you have an overall understanding of the mechanics of the body and how the interrelationships are as far as one thing potentially affecting another. All too often you find with a traditional medical practice, you know, something hurts you, you have an ache, you have a pain, you go see perhaps an orthopedic doctor, and the first thing everyone wants to do is treat symptomatically. Well, if your shoulder hurts, well, let's, you know, treat your shoulder. Well, you know, in this case, it's, well, what's causing that? You know, has there been a back injury? Is there a muscle in spasm? What is the overall picture? So that's really the key to, you know, at least in my case, as far as getting back on the straight and narrow. And Jeremy's been a big part of that. And that allows me, you know, as I'm, you know, turning 50 in a couple of months, I've always maintained.
Oh, my God, are we going to celebrate?
Actually, there's a Vegas trip in the works, but I'll get to that another time. That's not really for your listeners right now.
we'll have to cover that on another show. We do have to go to commercial, but Jeff, you made some very good points. Sometimes with the injury, where you feel the pain, it's actually not where it's coming from, and I don't know that a lot of people realize that, you know. But I want to say, I want to thank you for joining us on the show. We are going to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to call in live, the number is 888-627-6008. You can check out Jeremy Gateman at TotalFitAndRehab.com. You can also reach Jeremy at 310-994-9477. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
We are back with Jeremy Gaten, the body guru of Total Fit and Rehab. Jeremy, we've had some great conversations, and you know, really good conversation. I want to talk about something a little more serious now, if that's okay, because I know you have a young child, and so I want to talk about reducing injuries with sports activities, because you look a lot of times, you know, these parents put their kids, their very young kids, in these little mini football leagues. And there's can be some serious, like, paralyzing damage, because you do read a lot of stories about it. So why don't we talk a little bit about that?
Perfect. I love it. You know, I've got a 3.5-year-old amazing son at home, and super active, just like his dad. And we just started a basketball league. But before we get into that, you know, it's so super true about the activities that young kids under 11 fall into. There's basketball, There's soccer, there's baseball, there's flag football. There's lots of activities besides just on your own daily activities of going to the park and the jungle gym and so on and so forth. The interesting thing is, you know, when we talk about reducing sports injuries in kids, we got to look at the big picture. We got to look at, you know, what are the sports and the activities, which we just sort of talked about. And what's interesting, too, is the most common injuries are upper extremities, right? Breaking arms, fingers, you know, those are bones that are most often broken. When you talk about the lower extremities, there's not as many fractures in the lower extremities. You get more ankle sprains and strains with those types of things. And with lots of studies, and I'm a huge proponent for this. So even with Mason and his basketball, they do a warm-up for, I think it's probably like 15 minutes. And that's one of the things that really can reduce injuries in active kids, male or female, is getting a warm-up routine. There's been lots of studies out there that show prior to any activity with children, there should be at least a 20-minute warm-up, and that's going through increasing circulation to all the areas, increasing their heart rate, getting specific blood flow to all those little great muscles. Doing that softens and opens things up and reduces. Now, you know, it's quite a difference when you talk about it. I mean, it's almost a 50% reduction in injuries when you incorporate a warm-up with kids. It's like us. And as we get older, it's more important for us to do warm-ups to reduce injuries and effects of the activities that we do.
So what sports, especially for young kids, do you see as the most dangerous? And what, you know, I think of football for kids. You know, is it... They're not wearing, does it happen when they're wearing their helmets? Are they not wearing the right protective gear? Do parents try to say, oh, my kid doesn't need to do that, he's a tough guy, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah. What helps?
What I see and what I hear and what I look at, you know, when I do lots of research and studies, is the sports that are most common, number one is soccer, right? Lots of engagement in soccer. So there's a lot of injuries and things that go on with soccer. There's basketball and baseball. There's, you know, not very many that you hear about with football. They're out there. I don't really deal with the younger kids with football. But the big thing with football, of course, is head injuries and head concussions, and we'll talk about that in another show. But, you know, there's things that you can do as your kids become active that are super productive for reducing injuries, too. Listen, for soccer players, for little kids, it's not just for us adults. They do have compression socks, and it works really great. It helps to support the joints. It also reduces the effect of injuries for soccer players. Same thing for basketball. You know, and again, we've talked about this. The proper shoes make all the difference in the world. You know, I remember this was a few years ago. I had a professional football player in, and we were working on one of his ankles, lower extremities, and it was the shoe. I'm a huge person that loves to look at shoes and talk about shoes with my clients because a lot of them aren't wearing the proper shoes. So if you're talking about basketball, you know, make sure your kid's in the proper shoe to play basketball. Make sure that, you know, with soccer, that they're in the proper cleats. You know, there's different types of cleats out there. There's a flatter surface on the bottom of your foot, and then, you know, you get more of the soccer shoe that's a little bit rounder, but that also leaves more vulnerability for turning and rotating your ankle. So there's lots of wonderful things.
Yeah, you're talking about the ankle, and it's making me think I'm hypermobile, so my ankles are looser, my feet bend back further.
Yeah,
so even as a kid, like I used to do ice skating, I'd have to have the ankle braces to actually like stiffen up my ankles so I could put the skates on without bending the wrong way.
Yeah. You know, it's proper equipment.
It's proper equipment.
It's all the difference. Yeah. And it's, again, it's not just for us. I mean, you know, I love to run. You know, I'm up, you know, on Saturday mornings before everybody else gets up, I'm out of the house running 3 miles. And then I'm back before everybody gets up and I'm wearing my compression socks and stuff because I know that as I've aged and I'm not as super active as I used to be when I was doing the competitive triathlons, that I'm more susceptible to injuries. So I really want to cut that down and do anything I can to do that. And your equipment, number one, the biggest piece of equipment is you, right?
Yeah, that's
the biggest piece of equipment. And people have to look at that, whether it's you or your kids. They're the first and foremost, most important piece of equipment that you've got. So you want to make sure that things are working properly and you support it and do everything that you can. And if people want to call in, you know, I've got lots of great suggestions and things and products that we can talk about that will help engage more safety in their kids and themselves.
All right. Well, you know, we've covered a lot, but I think you have to, like you said, you have to have the right equipment. If you don't have, you know, if you don't have that, if you don't have the right shoes, you're going to end up in trouble. But what we are going to do, we are going to go to a break because we've got more coming up. So stay with us live. If you want to call in live and speak to Jeremy, it's 888-627-6008. Jeremy, you are the body, you are the body guru of Total Fit and Rehab. And Jeff was your guest earlier. But anyway, stay with us. We will be right back. We are back with Jeremy Gateman. He is the body guru. You can reach Jeremy at 310-994-9477, Total Fit and Rehab. We've covered a lot of topics today. We've talked about sex and intimacy. We've talked about kids with, you know, reducing injuries with sports activities. You know, and eventually I want to talk in another show a little bit more about that because I want to talk about EMG, but we'll get to that. Let's talk now about products that you can use for self-care. So maybe name some products or product types that are good for you, because nowadays everything seems to be just all chemicals. And when I read the back of things, I go, there's nothing natural in anything made anymore. It's all synthetic.
Right. It is tough. And I know that I have some sensitivities to certain things out there, and everything these days, and we'll pick this up too in our next show, is environmental stuff, right? Environmental is huge in our lives, and environmental means so many different things. It means, you know, products that we use, and it also means, you know, how we're affected in our lives. But, you know, I'm really big on certain things. You know, I use like a base cream that I get pretty locally. I think it's just at one of the local drugstores here. And it doesn't have anything in it. There's no chemicals. There's nothing in there that's toxic, and that's what I really like. You know, we use at home a lot of, like, the Arnica cream.
Okay.
With Mason, because it doesn't have toxic things in them. So when he cuts himself or he bruises himself, which happens more than I'd like to say, that's a really one safe product. And I use it also in my practice, too, for sort of simple muscle aches and pains. The other thing that people can use and that you can find that works really, really well for just muscle aches and pains is pure menthol, right? Try to find something that has, you know, like 10% if not a little bit more menthol to it. And what you can do is you can use that straight on your body. And if you don't want that something that is that strong, I mix it in with just like a base lotion. And this is the lotion that I get at my local drugstore that doesn't have anything in it. And it calms down the strength a little bit for people that don't want something as intense.
Okay.
And that works really, really well.
What about things like hair products? I mean, you know, I have certain products that I like to use, but
yeah.
I guarantee you they're all synthetic if I look at all the chemicals on the back.
Man,
but, you know, I've got the thick wavy hair, and, you know, what
yeah.
else is going to work?
Man, it's tough. It's pure preference. I don't have any specifics. You know, if someone had a question and they wanted to call in, I'm happy to help them with it. I'm super picky when it comes to, like, body soaps and shampoos. You know, I'll go to the health food store. You know, we have a Whole Foods here, and we have a Sprouts. And I read, you know, and one of the other topics that I want to talk about, we can either hit it next week or the week after, is reading labels. You know, when you go to the market and you're buying things, read the labels. And then, again, this goes for the same thing with care products. Turn it around, whether it's a bottle or whatever it may be, and read what's inside and see what the active ingredients are. And the more stuff that you have on active and inactive ingredients, I usually want to pass. I want to find something else that doesn't read like a book. I want something that's just the fewer the ingredients, the better, because then, you know, you're putting this stuff in your hair. Your hair is still alive. It's still absorbent. Same thing with your body. You got pores. Your pores absorb, and your pores sort of get rid of when you sweat. But it's absorb is most important. That you want to be careful of.
Right. Now, you talk about sweating. Now, one of the things I remember reading is that for deodorant, to avoid things with aluminum, because they relate that to breast cancer. So
right.
Then you go to the health food store, they make, like, I think it's like almost like a stone that's natural that you can use. And when you're talking about looking at the ingredients on some of the products, you know, the same thing with food. If you actually look at what's listed on the can,
oh my God.
I question, we just all assume it's on a can and has pineapple in it, and that's all that's in it, so it's safe to eat, until you read the chemicals that are in it, and you go, what? Like, this is it's no longer real food anymore. It's
You're
all
right.
fake food.
Yeah.
And that's
right.
what we're putting
yeah.
in our bodies, and that's why
yeah.
everybody gets sick and dies of cancer.
Yeah, and how many people, you know, I know we're all busy, and we all have schedules, and I know I hear this from my clients all the time about their limited time. I am huge on food preparation. Sunday, my son and I are in the kitchen. We're preparing, you know, dinner for that evening. We're also preparing my lunch for the week. And
right.
it's all healthy, organic stuff. And so I don't have to worry about, because I'm busy here at the office like everybody else. But you got to think about those things. And it's the same thing reverting to your products. You know, you got to manage those things and look at the things to make sure that you're putting things on you and in you that are most productive. And it even comes down to the silliest of things. As you were talking about deodorant, same thing
right.
with toothpaste.
Didn't know
really
that.
Important. You know, same
yeah.
thing with mouthwash. We buy mouthwash that does not have all the stuff in it. It doesn't have the alcohol, which is also really important. Again, this is personal preference. I noticed that, you know, if I have, you know, a strong type of mouthwash that has the alcohols in it, I get a stomachache, because reality is you're going to probably swallow some.
Right. Yeah,
those
I
are important things to look at.
Yeah, and this is just sort of a funny thought before we close, but I'm thinking, like, when your son gets to kindergarten and everybody opens up their lunch pails, he's going to be the only one eating the real food, and everybody else is going to be eating the fake food, and they're all going to look at him like,
right.
what is it that you're eating, you know? But Jeremy, another great show. We're going to close out now.
So
yeah, we got so much more to cover, as always. So, again, if you want to reach Jeremy Gateman, it's 310-994-9477. He is the body guru at Total Fit and Rehab. Join us again next week for another great show. Be well.
wasting all my time. Standing in that coffee line. And we've been sitting around the table, drinking Java by the cup. You know what? My lady wants me home. But when I sit down, I can't get up.